3 years ago, Bill McLaughlin's wife was dying of Alzheimer's disease. Dick Hughes, an acquaintance from their church, decided to provide a little diversion, a picnic lunch in a park and a trip to the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia. The next week, they toured the battleship New Jersey, and since then, the two men, who were both in their 80s, have been to 203 museums in and around Philadelphia. A brotherly friendship was born, and so too was a book, Travels with Dick and Bill, a guidebook that was published in January. Dick Hughes and Bill McLaughlin join us from the studios of member station WXPN in Philadelphia. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Scott.
Well, the pleasure is ours. And let me ask in turn, why don't you go first, Mr. Hughes. Did you know there were 203 museums clustered around Philadelphia?
No, I thought there was about 20. And it took us 3 years to do them all, going out one day a week.
Mr. McLaughlin, can you give us some idea of what you say about some of the places you visited in your booklet?
I'm thinking of the highlights of the Barnes Museum and the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Philadelphia is really a wonderful cultural center.
By the way, is one of you thumbing through a book right now?
Yes, I'm thumbing. Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Did you find something you want to share with us?
No, it's just that there were three categories. The historical houses, which are all beautiful, and the arboretums, and then there's the museums. And I'll tell you a crazy one that we both liked is the Mario Lanza Museum. Do you remember the movie star?
I have been to the Mario Lanza Museum in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I've never been to the Barnes, but I've been to the Mario Lanza Museum.
Well, go to the Barnes before it moves.
That's certainly in our list of things to do. Yeah. But the Mario Lanza Museum, as I recall, is in just a few rooms, right?
Yes. It's in a rectory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a superb one.
I remember going to a museum years ago in Boston, I believe, called the Museum of Burnt Toast. And I wonder if there's anything that Philadelphia has to match it.
Oh, God.
Well, we have a museum here called the Mummers Museum. And we were amused because the Mummers Museum, down in the basement, they have this, must be the largest bar in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And this is the Mummers Parade Museum? Or?
Yeah.
A huge bar, huh?
It must be over 150 feet.
Is it working?
I guess so. On a Sunday or after the Mummers Parade, it must be pretty busy. Mm-hmm. But all of them are good.
One more, Dick, that deserves some attention is the Mütter Museum on 22nd Street. And there they have Siamese babies connected at the head, and they have brains in a bottle. When you go through a museum like that, you never forget it.
Oh, my. Mr. Hughes, what made you decide to befriend Mr. McLaughlin like that?
Well, his wife and I grew up together, Elsie. Mm-hmm. And so when she was dying of Alzheimer's, I was deeply troubled, and Bill was in quite a state because he really loved Elsie very, very much through 43 years of marriage. So I decided that maybe it was my Christian thought to take Bill out one day a week.
Mr. McLaughlin?
Yes.
May I ask delicately what happened to your wife?
Well, the first thing that seems apparent is when you have loss of memory. And then one thing led to another, and after 2 years, she finally passed away. Hmm. I miss her very much. She was a beautiful girl.
What has it meant for the two of you to have these weekly undertakings?
When we were in the service in World War II, mm-hmm. We all had buddies. No matter where we were, we found buddies. And we were with them all the time. And this is the way I feel about Bill. We're buddies. We do an awful lot of things together now. And it's very, very nice. It's a very comforting thing.
Gentlemen, it's so good to talk to you.
Well, thank you for letting us talk with you.
Bill McLaughlin and Dick Hughes, speaking with us from Philadelphia, authors of Travels with Dick and Bill, a 28-page guide to museums in and around Philadelphia. And proceeds from the sales go to the St. Paul's Episcopal Church there in Philadelphia.